So, am I weird for the fact that I don't like to use bar soap anymore when washing my hands? Like, I'm so used to using liquid soap or pre-foamed soap that, I don't know, having a bar in the front bathroom is kind of wigging me out. Yeah, okay, I think I'm pretty weird for that. Anyway, it is 10 o'clock on Wednesday, June 3rd. That's my phone letting you know that it is 10 o'clock even. And I'm Justin, and this is The Hidden Node. So, kind of a overly busy day at the day job. So, a little burned out today. I'm going to try to do some study work later. But I'm probably going to go to sleep early tonight, just because the mind needs time to recover. Because, holy man, I'm burned out. That said, I already have content prearranged tonight. I meant to read this last night, but I kind of recorded it before he had a chance to respond and give me the okay, but I am going to read you a post from Monday from a cool writer dude named Brand Gamblin. Gamblin. I'm saying that right. I don't know. I've never heard it said out loud, so there you go. I'm going to read you this post. It's pretty cool. I think you're going to like it. And I will join you on the back end. So maybe I'll do something cool, like add like bed music or something to it. Like, this way you know when the writing part is done or the reading part is done. Because the writing part's not happening while I'm reading. Have I mentioned I'm a little out of it and tired? I think I did. Anyway, let's begin. Monday, 5:02 p.m. So, the other day I was sitting around playing my favorite video game, when I suddenly didn't feel like playing video games anymore. I felt like writing. Those of you who know me know that this is a big deal. For me, anyway. The problem was, and I think always has been, that I didn't like my story. I've got it all set up with how Dizzy fights his way back to the crown, using the Hidden Institute, the help of his friends, the Civil War, and other stuff. It's got action, adventure, romance, blah blah blah. It just didn't interest me enough to sit down and write it. It felt like the outline was already there. All I had to do was go through the motions to put the book together and sell it. So I sat there and kept playing. I let my mind roll back, trying to think of something I could change, some wrinkle that would make it more interesting. Could I drum up a plot twist by maiming or killing someone? Make someone a double agent for a foreign power? Maybe a sleeper agent, like Manchurian Candidate. For some reason, I remembered one of the reviews that compared my book to some other older story. As I saw it, the book had absolutely nothing to do with that older story. If it actually was, the story would be totally different. But as I thought about how it would be different, I realized that it would be a much better story. It would take Dizzy in a whole new direction, create completely different plot points. It would treat all the characters as newly fleshed out actors in this play, rather than set pieces for Dizzy to work off of. Ellipsis. Best of all, I have absolutely no idea how the story would end. I'm not even going to try to plan it out and set a beat for the story to progress through. No outline, just notes. The ending will come when it comes. So, yeah, I've made lots of notes about what should happen. Tonight, I think I'm ready to start writing it down. It's actually kind of scary. At the very least, it means throwing away the stuff I've written before, and that's about 45k words in it. But let's face it, I'm not writing the story with a plan, so why not start writing it without a plan? So that's it. It was actually pretty, you know, kind of inspiration to me. I did some work on Monday. I think I talked about it. And it kind of helped spark the Rush Tuesday with getting the kind of pre-script out. So, I don't know, even now as I, you know, have reading over it again, I'm, you know, feeling the urge to work on more projects. You know, we'll see if, that urge can overcome the tiredness urge, but it's pretty cool stuff. You know, so maybe you too could take some inspiration from this and see if, you know, looking at the story from a different angle can, while maybe having to scrap some things because of it, get you back into the writing habit. I know it's something I'm trying to do, so we'll see how it works. Alright. With that, I am gonna head off. I will catch you all tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye-bye. So, quick amendment. Turns out I did add bad music. The music you just heard was created by Tony Nigras from the album The Garden and the songs The Wetlands. You can find that music at magnatune.com. Look for it in the show description. So, goodbye again.